This is Smith Sabatino. We are talking to Tim McCarthy, who is a philanthropic entrepreneur. He's written a book called Empty Abundance, and you can read about why millionaires and billionaires really ought to do a little more, perhaps, for the betterment of the world. But my question, Tim, since you agreed to stay with us, is do you think that giving is necessary for rich people to be happy?
Wow, that's a tough one. I'm going to say I'm not going to conditionalize it. I'm going to say yes, it is necessary.
Why?
Just same reason it's necessary for poor people and for middle class people, because it's an elevation of your spirit.
Well, you keep bringing in the word spirit here. How important is that in the giving initially?
With my kids, we always had that square, and I can't even remember where I got it from, but there were four boxes, spiritual, academic, physical, and social. Did you guys ever see that box?
Yeah, a long time ago, though.
Yeah, so I'd always, whenever my kids were struggling, I'd have them draw what size were those boxes in their life that day.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause if you're having a good life, all four of them are about the same size. Does that answer your question?
It does, but it also brings up other questions. Carl, go ahead.
You have a very again, as I noted earlier, my family was involved in philanthropic giving for many, many, many years, and you have a very interesting approach to this. One that keeps you sane.
Would it be laissez-faire?
Laissez-faire to some respect, but one I believe that keeps you sane and keeps it in the middle of the road. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, it's totally fair. I don't want to be the greatest giver ever, and I know if I wasn't giving, I'd lose a big portion of my life. So, yes, that's a great way to portray it, the middle of the road.
Well, what if you knew that the more you gave, the higher place you would have in that great beyond, whatever that is?
You knew that was coming, Tim. Come on.
Those are the people Carl's family couldn't stand to be around. There's nothing scarier than a woman that's trying to do this to get to heaven. If she's in the meeting with me, I got to get out of there.
Well, do you think that millionaires and billionaires think about that when they're doing their wills?
Oh, sure. We all have
really
all kinds of different purposes. Well, again, a guy with the history like Carl probably can tell you which one of his family did it right and which one of his family did it wrong.
I could.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got a different view of it, and that's what I really try to get at in the book and in my speaking engagements and everything I do when I'm talking to people about giving, which is basically every day, is assure people that one size does not fit all. I don't even like to engage in whether they should be engaged for the poor or engaged for stray cats. It doesn't matter. And I also don't want to help them estimate whether they should give away 93% of their fortune or 20% of their fortune. Because, again, it doesn't matter. The question that I'm simply begging to Roland and Carl and your listeners is, where does it fit in your life?
Mm-hmm. So it's not a percentage issue. It's a basically it's a spiritual/emotional one.
Can't say it better. Can't say it better. It's a matter of having that piece of your life that is significant to you. You judge your own significance. My kid used to read a series of books called Choose Your Own Adventure. And I love saying that way when they're asking to people that are asking me for counsel on how they should give away their fortune or how they should manage their money, because I do get with a lot of other entrepreneurs. I say, dude, it's a choose your own adventure. Do you want to go to page 26 or do you want to go to page 29?
Do you think everybody should give a little no matter what their means are?
I think if they are, I won't judge whether they should or shouldn't. What I'll say to you, Roland, is if they aren't, they're missing a good show.
Well, you know, you've kind of blown me away here. you do approach it, as Carl just said, from a different perspective. And it's one that I think we ought to, all of us ought to consider. And I would like you to come back again and visit us at some future point if that's something that you'd be comfortable with.
I'd be very comfortable. In fact, I'd be honored. I read you guys' resume, as I told Alex, I'd be proud to be on the line with those cats.
All right. Well, terrific. Thank you, Tim McCarthy. And the book,
Carl.
The book is Empty Abundance, and it's mindfulgiving.org, mindfulgiving.org.
Thank you, Tim. This is Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith and Smith Sabatino as we continue on. Interesting topic, Roland. Interesting topic.
Well, I would like you to give me, do you have a quarter or something that you can you can share?
I'll give you a cup of coffee.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
We're back. Stay with us.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star stood 7 feet tall, scoring over 17,000 career points and snagging over 11,000 rebounds. He finally picked up a ring in 2003 with San Antonio.
Nice pass, Kevin Willis.
Oh, resounding.
13 points for Kevin Willis.
So, where is Kevin Willis now? Kevin and his college classmate opened a big and tall shop in Atlanta called Willis & Walker. The brand is now featured in several big and tall shops around the country, featuring high-quality jeans for men 6'2 and taller. He also got back into the spotlight, making several appearances on the Spike TV show Pros vs. Joes in 2007.
This one is history, folks. Kevin Willis having a terrific, terrific night.
One of the great Atlanta Hawks, Kevin Willis. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6 second DVD review starts now.
22 Jump Street is the same as 21. Hilarious. And Tatum and Hill will be partying all the way to the bank. By me.
Harry and Lloyd are back and dumberer than ever. Dumb and Dumber 2, rated PG-13, now playing.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Here, 40 miles off the coast of Cuba in the Dry Tortugas, naturalist Deborah Hess discovers the ancient sooty tern's desperate survival techniques.
When the adults arrive here, they have probably been out over the open ocean since last July when they leave the island. And at the end of the breeding season, when the youngsters are old enough to fly and fledged and able to feed themselves, they say goodbye to mom and dad. And mom and dad head out to the open ocean area all around the Caribbean. The young birds will travel collectively as a group to waters off West Africa, where they will spend 3 to 5 years over the open ocean.
Ancient birds from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.